But now I want to focus on another subject. We talked with David Dolan about a Muslim cleric in Cairo, Egypt. He went into the largest soccer stadium in Cairo. He called for the United States of the Arabs, a worldwide caliphate, and the capital city to be the city of Jerusalem. There's a broadcast partner we've had here on the air with us before. He's from Tel Aviv in Israel, Yaakov Lippin, and he has written an exciting book, Virtual Caliphate, Exposing the Islamist State on the Internet. And Yaakov has told us in the past that they're going to try to set up a physical caliphate, but they've already probably have one on the Internet. Yaakov, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. I know we had to get you on a cell phone someplace, but we appreciate you taking a few moments with us today.
My pleasure.
I want to ask you about the situation. As I remember previous conversations that you and I have had, you said that the Internet is already operating somewhat as a caliphate, but they wanted to make that virtual caliphate on the Internet physical on the ground. Is that correct?
That is the current game plan of Al-Qaeda and all of the organizations that are affiliated to that worldview. That is correct. But the cleric that you cited, who is from the Muslim Brotherhood has exactly the same goal as Al-Qaeda. Their end goal is to set up a caliphate, as he said, a United States of the Arabs, one capital, one government, exactly the same goal as Al-Qaeda. The main difference between these two organizations is how they go about reaching their goal. Al-Qaeda believes in armed revolution, in terrorism, in knocking down the governments that they despise in the Middle East, in attacking the United States. And the Muslim Brotherhood believes in achieving this goal through the ballot. They've always said for decades now that the right way to do this is not by using violence at the start, but by convincing the electorate in their home countries that they need to bring this kind of government into power themselves, from the ground up, from the roots up. And this has been the main reason why the Internet has been dominated by Al-Qaeda, because they have no territory of their own, and they're hunted all over the world, whereas the Muslim Brotherhood have been busy operating in their home populations in Egypt and across the Arab world in North Africa. And now we're seeing their strategy beginning to bear fruit.
Is there an increase of activity on the Internet, as we've talked, I guess, a couple of months ago about this situation? Have they increased their activity? Do you see any further action taking place to put the virtual caliphate in place along with this physical on-the-ground caliphate?
I would say that the activity has been the same. I wouldn't say that there's more, and I wouldn't say that there's any less since the past, say, 6-7 years. Al-Qaeda is desperately trying to get its ideology out to as many Muslims as possible, and the Internet is the most natural tool for them to do that. What I have seen in terms of a change is the content. They're still advocating for suicide, terrorism, mass murder. All of these horrendous ideas are still being transmitted online. But the main difference is that Al-Qaeda is now calling on its supporters to launch lone wolf attacks to involve as few people as possible, because they think that the Western intelligence services have gotten so good at stopping these plots that the less people you involve, when you plot them, the better. So we've seen a change in the content, in the way that Al-Qaeda wishes its followers to operate, especially in the West.
There's a book that you need to read, my dear friends. It's entitled Virtual Caliphate, The Exposing of the Islamist State on the Internet. Yaakov Lippin, our special broadcast partner, has written a book, and you've heard his insight already. We see the Muslim Brotherhood actively involved in what Yaakov has indicated would be the case in the future. Yaakov, thank you for this update. We appreciate it so very much, and we'll talk again along the way.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jimmy.